Nerdish,
nerdy,
nerd news.
Hi, and welcome to Nerdish, Nerdy, Nerd News. Come along and ride with us as we explore, discuss, and nerd-splain some of the most interesting topics of today.
Hey, I'm Tim. Hung around with nerds a lot growing up, hoping that it would rub off. I think it kind of did, because I'm kind of nerdish. As always, my co-hosts.
Hey, thanks, Tim. I'm Christian. I've been playing and writing, creating games and Dungeons & Dragons since high school. My idea of a relaxing weekend is playing vids with my buds online. I also used to do complex math troubles with my dad for fun. I am very nerdy. And with us to help us understand the world a little better.
Hi, I'm Jess. I've been programming and using computers since the early 80s. I'm a voracious reader, consistently going through about 500,000 or more words a month. I've got some biochemistry in my background, and I've been using technology for as long as I can remember. I am the nerd.
Christian, is there a special message you would like to convey today?
Jess is the most amazing person. I need to give him my house, and my car, and maybe all my money. Also, I like to put on superhero tights and run around the neighborhood in the middle of the night. Tim, I've seen you then too, but you are wearing a chicken suit.
God. Did you guys start without me?
No, don't worry about it.
Yeah. What do you mean, don't worry? Okay, Tim, when you say don't worry, let me get in my seat. Hold on a sec. Tim, when you say don't worry about it, that makes me worry about it. What the heck have you guys been doing?
I showed him the deep fake.
Oh, I bloody hate that thing. Even my kid thought it was me.
Oh, and it's not a great one.
Now my son thinks I walk around in tights in the neighborhood at night patrolling for criminals.
The worst part is
Christian,
he wants to join.
Let's not put on airs, okay? Let's not put on airs.
Oh, it's horrible. It is horrifying.
It's horrifying.
It's really horrifying. And all I did was read like 20 minutes of some text that Jess sent me and sent it to him on my phone.
And then Jess, all you had to do was type.
I just dropped
in
that
whatever
into,
you wanted.
I dropped that into the deepfake software, and about 3 hours later, it had generated an entire engine. I could type anything I want in there, and Christian will say it.
So, is this what we're going to go with this? We're going to go with deepfakes today.
You know, it is horrifying, though. I thought that we were of the age group where in our youth we escaped all the implications and potentials of the photographs you find on Facebook and the films and
yeah,
this is way worse than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah, and this is just it like I said, it just horrifies me at how accurate it sounds.
That sounded just like you.
Yeah.
Actually, yes, it was actually Christian, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it wasn't.
I will admit to many things in my life.
But never that.
Never giving my house to Jess. My wife would murder me.
So how did this come about? Like how? You got to give me the rundown on this.
Well, originally deepfakes, like the audio deepfake that you just heard is actually really, really new. It's like less than a year old technology. Deepfakes have been around for a while. People have been using them in some form or another in movies and TV shows. I don't know if you'll remember back, 1990s, they initially did some sort of deepfake work with, I can't remember his name. The Duke.
John Wayne.
Yeah, they replaced a commercial. They had him in there selling something, and it was just it was
clips from movies and stuff.
They used that to recreate, him on another actor.
Now those are
very very very
complex $1 million commercials.
Yeah,
right.
So,
but that was in the 90s.
That was in the 90s. So think of
the tech in the 90s.
Yeah.
And your Commodore 64, you know, the things that you had then compared to what we have now and how we can process that same image on your phone and do
Not quite. Well, the first, a deep fake, the way that we're talking now, where they actually take an actor and they completely replace the face with another face, and it matches the expression, the mouth movements, and the everything. Just it looks like that other person. It was first hypothesized in 1997. It was a gentleman by the name of Ian Goodfellow who did
Who was a Goodfellow?
Was hypothesized. Someone said this is possible, but our computers aren't able to do this yet. But then through the early 2000s with facial recognition and the work that people were doing on that, someone took that and computational capacity has grown. If you go back to our Moore's Law, you'll see how quickly it grew through that period. And in 2014, this is where Ian Goodfellow comes in. He was a PhD student and he developed the very first software that could produce almost perfect deepfakes.
Video deepfakes.
So then that software has gone through a few improvements. And in 2018, this is where it really became viral. There was a deepfake video made by Jordan Peele of him. It's him.
Key and Peele, the comedians.
He is in front of the camera, but they've replaced his face with Barack Obama. And he uses his mannerisms, and he does his
Barack Obama impression.
This is not the SNL where they just
And it looks just like Barack Obama, and it sounds very similar to him. It's got the same speech patterns because he's doing the impression of it. And he at one point he actually says, you know, it wouldn't be correct if I were to call Trump a total idiot, but you know. And he's talking about that, and it went viral. It was like people were, oh my God, this is possible.
I can't believe Barack Obama did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's.
It wasn't him at all.
That's really where the very first sort of viral thing came from. It's been around for a bit. There's quite a few.
Well, I'm seeing stuff now, even just on little things that people are putting on Facebook and social media. And it's incredible. Like you could really mistake it for the real folks.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. And it doesn't take much. That's the thing
nowadays,
which is terrifying.
It is. It comes back to a lot of it too. These people didn't create it for nefarious reasons. They created it for
fun
and to be able to interact with people that they might not have been able to interact with.
What do you mean by that?
So think of like Disney and the animatronics and stuff like that from the early part of the century. You could interact with...
He's flailing his arms around.
I just wanted to actually see how long that would last.
The president with the giant top hat. They had like...
A Mad Hatter?
No, the president, the second president?
Abraham Lincoln,
yeah. Oh. So they had an animatronic Abraham Lincoln that looked like him and spoke like him, right? So people could interact with him and be thrown into that part of history. Well, with these deep fakes as well, or the original idea of them was to be able to bring back people either in their youth or bring back people who, you know, actors and actresses who might not be able to play that part now that they're 80.
Oh, well, the perfect example. Maybe I shouldn't give away because it'd be kind of like a spoiler. Some of the Star Wars stuff they've been
doing. Yes, exactly like that. So you can take the Ewan McGregors and you can take the Samuel L. Jacksons and put them back 40 years in their lives and fake them, but still make them look real.
Yeah, without spoiling it, we can say they took...
Don't do it.
No, I'm not going to say because there's a lot of different episodes of different shows and everything. But at some point, they have the young Luke Skywalker appear in a scene.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you've seen Mark Hamill lately, he does not look like his young self.
No, you're kidding.
He's aged, right? He's older. But this was a young Luke Skywalker, and it wasn't a lookalike actor.
It was really well done.
An actor who was the same height and body style and hairstyle and everything else, and they put him in there, and he said his lines, and then they took the deep fake that they had because Mark Hamill has thousands of hours of reel.
Yeah.
From when they plugged
all that audio into
all that video,
all the video and audio and into it
and generated a face over top of this actor. And you can't even tell that it wasn't They didn't make a time machine.
It was so cool.
Yeah, like, that's really what a lot of this was originated for. It's not the nefarious, like anything. It's
and
not,
fun.
And fun. And for goofing around on TikTok. Like, it's what it is was originally created for. And it's...
We can't get this actor, but we don't need him.
We don't.
Or her. Well, it, so yeah. let's just deepfake them and avoid the paycheck.
There's passed away and we want... Michael Jackson. Well, okay, I guess not Michael Jackson anymore.
There's a company in Los Angeles called Corridor Digital. They have a YouTube channel, and they do all kinds of special effects, and they've recently been delving into deepfakes. And they have some really amazing videos. One of them is the Luke Skywalker that we were talking about, where they actually take the Lucas one, because they said this isn't really that well done, and they make it even better with a deep fake that they train. There's another one where you've seen The Mummy Returns with at the end with that giant scorpion that's Dwayne Johnson on top.
Yeah,
and it's got that goofy looking face.
Tim has dreams and nightmares.
It's actually considered
of him as the scorpion and him being eaten by the scorpion.
It's actually considered to be one of the worst special effects shots ever, because it is so hokey, and they take it and they redo it with a deep fake and it looks fantastic.
Yeah It really spoiled the story when I saw that, because you were expecting Dwayne the Rock Johnson and it was like,
what? It's like claymation or something.
It almost took you back to the original, like Godzilla's, where the monsters are like stomping through the town in a costume.
So they've done some other ones too. They got a Tom Cruise impersonator, and he's pretty close to Tom Cruise's look to begin with, but he's got the mannerisms and the voice and everything down. And then they deep faked Tom Cruise's face onto him, and you can't tell.
No.
Another one they did was Keanu Reeves in like this little clip where he saves people from a grocery store robbery
as Keanu Reeves. Like, but it's not as an actor.
It's not Keanu Reeves. It's an actor that they deepfaked a face onto.
Yeah. So, I mean, stuff like that is fun, and they are doing it as fun. But yeah, you're absolutely right, Tim. Like, it is frightening that someone with nefarious means gets a hold of this stuff and they can start doing blackmail. They can start throwing their political rivals under the bus and just wait for the fallout. They don't care.
It is scary. So, and what do you do to stop that?
There is a way to detect deepfakes by doing video forensics. Mm-hmm. They aren't that good yet. And governments are seeing the issues, because there's problems for a possibility of fraud. Blackmail and things like that. So,
and I guess it opens up new meaning to the phrase deny, deny, deny.
Well, I mean, as you heard, I'm already giving Jess my house
and your car
and my car,
and you're dressing up at night.
Yeah.
They're developing ways to identify deepfakes that they're not.
Well, they're going to have to.
And I'm sure at some point, too, they're going to also end up having authenticated video. Mm-hmm. So, like, when a political figure posts something, there'll be some sort of security identifier that, you know, is part of that. And that's how these processes have always moved forward. Like, you remember VHS? How did you tape a VHS tape if it was from Blockbuster? Do you remember how?
Oh, that's a long time ago.
You couldn't at first until
you figured it out, and you're like, oh, well, I just have to put a piece of tape over this little corner.
Right. That's right.
And then I can now push play and record on this other device and record a copy of it for myself.
Yeah.
But until then, you couldn't.
It all goes back to the original fraud. Like, you've heard getting the short end of the stick, right?
Yep.
What does it mean to you?
So many things, Jess. I don't want to get into it, okay?
Well, originally, when you had a business... Dirty, dirty boy.
No.
When you had a business proposition, let's say you and I went into business together, and I owed you money because you gave me 50 gold coins to start this business. So what we'd do is we would take a stick and we would cut 50 notches in the stick, and then we'd split it. And you would get the longer end of the stick, and I would get the short end of the stick, and you put it back together to prove how many was owed. As long as it matched, that was the stick. But you, with the longer end of the stick, could put more marks in it, and I wouldn't be able to prove that they weren't there because I got the short end of the stick. I got screwed over. That was the very first way of preventing fraud. So as things have progressed, we've seen things like, you know, stamps and signet rings and all these, you know, if you look at money now, it has all these different things that are embedded in it. Mm-hmm. And that's where it's going to have to go to.
Instead of it being a single colored bill, it's now multicolored.
Instead of it just being a chunk of gold. Yeah.
As the nefarious stuff as it becomes more commonplace, then the security to stop it will increase as well.
Yeah.
It's just the nature of...
Like Christian says, maybe anything that's official will have a special watermark that's embedded into it so that you can tell.
Mm-hmm. But let's not forget, humans are inherently good.
Yes, people. As fast as we can idiot-proof the universe makes better idiots.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
Yeah. Deepfake. It's so easy. It's so easy. Like I said, I literally did this. I used a company called Descript, and I made that deepfake of Christian's voice in like an afternoon after he gave me that video or that audio file. And you don't he did it for me so that I could do this.
So how, like, I am getting like, how, this is how you made the audio one. How do you make
video?
All these deepfakes?
What you do is...
Are we going to actually tell people how to do this?
You can look on YouTube.
You can look it on YouTube.
It is not a secret. They're really easy to make. You only need four things.
Tim's going to be at home tonight trying to make a deepfake.
Hours of research.
See, honey, when you were sleeping last night when we talked, this is what you said to me.
Somehow my deepfake, I look like Sloth from the Goonies. That's not what I was getting at all. Yeah.
So you only need four things. You need the video that you want to replace. So your video that you're
the original
that you're going to make a deepfake on.
Okay.
A very large library of video of the person that you want to make the deepfake of,
which nowadays
is not difficult. The more shots from various angles with different expressions and lighting, the better.
And I've got all of Tim's boudoir videos.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. But when you're talking like actors, you take all of their screen.
Yeah.
Every time they're on screen.
Yeah.
That's. You take, like, there's hundreds of hours of that. A computer with a fairly current generation of video card, because that's what it needs to do the processing. So as of this show, the NVIDIA 3080 is, like, the best one. The 2080s and even the 1080s can do it. So, like, so we're talking two generations
back. Just have to turn off my Bitcoin mining isn't doing anything anyways.
And lots of time, because the longer that you can – what happens is the computer uses the footage – first from the person that you're trying to replace, and it learns their face and their facial expressions and how it moves and all the lighting and everything on it. Then you run it with the person you're replacing it with, the same thing. And that's where it takes time. The longer it can run, the more iterations it can do, the better it can render it. And then it creates the new face, places it on top of the one that you're replacing, and does the mouth movements, blinks, facial expressions, smoothing it all together so that you can't see the seams.
Mm-hmm.
And then the final step would be someone would actually have to go in there, at least right now, and change those very slight things that the computer couldn't quite do.
Maybe a light source or something.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't do facial hair very well yet.
Neither do I. So.
So you might have to go in there and blend in the beard a little bit. Or if someone turns really quickly, you might get a flash of the original face.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that, because the computer can't figure that out.
That quick enough yet. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we take a quick break? And then let's make a plan on how we can get really good at this and write ourselves into Hollywood. Sound like a plan?
It does.
Nerdish. Nerdy. Nerd news.
The secret is out. This entire episode has been a
deepfake.
We're not even here right now.
We're at my wife's birthday party.
And prior to that, we were golfing.
Tim so, just had one of those little birds like Homer had, just pushing the button on the keyboard. Click, click.
And as you're listening right now, it still is not real. Or is it?
And that is going to be the mystery of deepfakes in the future.
But let's talk about the good stuff, guys.
Yeah, like
this doesn't have to be bad, does
no.
it?
No. Like we've already talked a little bit about it. There's ways of you can recreate
any
actors that have passed away. They could reprise a role.
Who would you bring back that you would put into a role?
John Wayne for sure. Yeah.
Betty White.
Oh, yeah.
Betty.
That would be who I, one of her like 1970s, 1980s.
Yeah. Like, oh, you could have Bruce Lee fight like.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, that'd be a good one too. Yeah. Or Elvis.
Elvis.
Skinny Elvis.
Freddie Mercury.
Oh, although, yeah.
Yeah. You know, they were doing stuff like that. I don't think it was a deep fake, or I don't know if they were using the same. But they had concerts. There was these concerts that they were bringing back where they had this kind of, they put on a screen. They did it with Tupac Shakur, mm-hmm. and then Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
And they had the bands play.
With them with singing live with the
was
bands.
Was that kind of the same technology kind or is that of something is. Different?
It's something a little different. That's a lot of editing.
Right, right.
That's not software doing right. that so much as they
like
were
a projection.
Yeah, they were projecting previous recordings of them. Like it wasn't a new recording of them doing it, I don't think.
Yeah, this is more exciting.
Yeah. This is exactly that. Taking a brand new musical piece, like in using your example for would be taking a brand new musical piece and putting old singers, let's say Dizzy Gillespie, who has like one of the most unique voices you cannot mistake his voice
right.
when he sang. Someone like that and recreating him singing a new modern tune that was written for him that you could bring that back to life. Bring him back to life in a modern format. Not just resampling his voice, but having him recreate or create a new work of art.
You take a deep fake and then you... what's it called? Where they auto-tune it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Plug Christopher Reeves in the DC universe.
There yeah. you go. Yeah. yeah.
So I think the potential for...
Adam West.
The potential for... The potential for the creative industry to use this to...
Is really huge. It's,
yeah,
really
huge. To yeah. reinvent voices that and people that we might know from our youth, our parents might know from their youth, where that voice is just... succinct with everything, like, you know.
There's a gentleman, I can't remember his name, he's an impressionist comic, and if you go onto YouTube and just look up deep fake impressionist poem, mm-hmm. he does this poem and it's about impressionists and how they are with their lives, basically, you know, always being mm-hmm. someone else, never themselves. And as he's going through it, he changes from one person to the next. He does Christopher Walken. He does Robin Williams. He does Barack Obama. He does like all these different famous people. And as he's doing it, each time he changes to a new person, his face morphs into that person.
Yeah, that's really
like the artistic side of it is just fantastic. Yeah. And once the software and things like that get good enough, like let's say you and the Bromantics, you're up there doing your singing and it's still your voice. But all of a sudden you want to have, you know, like I said, Dizzy Gillespie or some famous person singing alongside with you. Just like the guitarist hits his pedal on the floor and changes the tone of his guitar.
That's cool.
You hit the pedal and all of a sudden, you know, someone yeah. is singing with you in harmony with you.
You could have your favorite mm-hmm. artists in yeah. your band.
Exactly. Yeah. And
that's super cool.
That same company I was talking about, Quarter Digital, one of their more recent videos, they've been experimenting with live deepfakes.
Mm-hmm.
So what we've been talking about right now is you have to have all of this stuff and you let it run for hours and hours and hours to make it. This one, you've run it and everything, but then it takes what it's learned and it puts it onto a live image, a live video. Mm-hmm. So one of the corridor people is doing like a video chat with someone else, and he's pretending to be someone else in the corridor group. And they're talking like through this video chat. Meanwhile, the guy that he's pretending to be is snuck around behind this person and is sort of sitting there like hanging over top of them.
But I mean, you can already kind of do some of this, like some of those filters that you, I'm sure you've played with, where it puts a pair of bunny ears on you,
that's exactly what this is.
The ones where it puts makeup on girls and makes them look like, you know, all done up.
Turned your eyes purple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, laser beams shooting out of your eyes. It's basically that, but in real instead of cartoonized, right? So,
and like I said, back even just what they've done with some of the like the Star Wars flicks that they've come out with. Like
you've been watching lots of Star Wars lately.
We have been, yeah. And we've really enjoyed it.
Us too.
We really enjoyed it. I'm holding back. I have to watch the Boba Fett. And now there's the Obi-Wan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to wait until Obi-Wan's completely released and I'm going to binge both of them.
And just like you can tell how the tech is improving so quickly.
Yeah.
Right.
And I think that's where we're going to see the majority of it. And hopefully they find ways to keep it out of like people, you know, doing nefarious things with it. I hope, you know, we can hope that that's it and it sticks to the artistic side of things and makes all of our films and movies and music that much better.
But let's get really good at it and make our way into Hollywood.
Yeah, let's take the bromantics to the next level, Tim.
That sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, you can sing live with Elvis.
Yeah.
How cool would that be?
Right?
In the meantime,
though.
Thanks for listening. I had a great time, and now I need to get my super tights from the cleaners.
I do not need to get...
I knew it.
I do not need to get my tights from the cleaner. They are on my bed waiting for me.
And the jammies. Truth has been revealed.
I'd like to thank Tim for being on this podcast, and, well, Jess might not be in here next time.
Or maybe Christian won't, and his deepfake will.
Now that Jess has me, he has me over the coals, who knows what my wife's going to hear next on the next phone call.
Oh, boy.
If you see someone jumping from rooftop to rooftop this evening, we all know who it is.
Bra man.
Thanks again for letting us into your ear holes with this nerdish, nerdy nerd news podcast. Check out our website at wildshot.ca.
You can find us on all the socials under Nerdish, Nerdy, Nerd News. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can also subscribe and support us at patreon.com/nerdish to get more bonus content, show notes, and merch.
If you'd like to send us topics for future episodes or comment about our existing ones, please email us info@wildshot.ca. And remember, stay nerdy.
Nerdish, nerdy, nerd news.